My name's Ryan, I'm an addict.
Hi.
Oh, blimey, this thing in front of me is like special. I don't think I've shared with one of these in front of me before. Dean, thank you for asking me to come and share here tonight. Just want to welcome anybody that's new to NA, anybody that's still using, struggling, you're in the right place. It's probably not a coincidence you're sitting in this meeting tonight. With us lot, and yeah, I want to kind of be up here and be, oh yeah, this is sweet, I love this, I'm all right, but I feel really anxious, you know, like, drove up from Portsmouth today, you know, we've got meetings, sometimes two meetings a day, lively fellowship, lots of treatment centres, so there's lots of new people coming in all the time, and I'm really comfortable because everyone knows me, and I know everybody. So, you know, I'll go into most meetings. I'm all right, you know, I'm all right, Sharon. I know you all anyway, you know me. The identification we've got with each other as addicts, you know, goes beyond content and, you know, what we think we know about ourselves. So, you know, I'm just in a room full of my people. And, you know, I've come in here and I've seen some people I know really well, and we've done service together, we've been at conventions together, I've seen some people that I don't know that well, and I've seen some people and met some people that I don't know just in the toilet. Johnny, lovely, three days, second NA meeting, brilliant to have you. Yeah, so I was kind of thinking 15 minutes, not long enough for me. Yeah, the ego thinks I should be doing 40. But I'm happy doing 15, and you know, I'm really privileged to kind of be here and share a bit of my recovery with you guys. So I'm not going to go into my life story because there isn't time for that, but just to kind of say, you know, at the end of my using, I'm from London originally, some of you might have guessed by the accent, you know, I used from when I was 11 years old. I picked up my first drug, which was alcohol, and I went through the whole lot of them, and I went through a whole lot of different places with different people, justifying and saying I weren't going to do this or do that, and I ended up doing this and doing that, and when I was doing this and doing that, I was saying, well, I'm not doing that and that and this, you know what I mean? It was always like justification, you know, I never thought I was going to end up where I ended up, which was a supported housing project at the bottom of Walthamstow Market. Everybody else in there was doing exactly the same thing as me. You know, like gyro day, tipping past the doors so nobody hears you. Everyone's listening. You know what I mean? Yeah. You know when you got something and you don't want anyone to see you, you just want to get in your room, be on your own and use. Just want to get drugs, be on your own and use. That's fucking sad, man. You know, that's all I fucking... Sorry, I do swear sometimes. But that's all I wanted to do. And I think, wow, I come from a place of, you know, feeling connected, feeling like part of, you know, like when I first started using, it was all about what we're doing, we're meeting up the weekend, we're going out, we're doing this, that, you know, and slowly the disease started kind of creeping in. It started telling me, I don't really want to be out too long no more, I just want to get home. And, you know, the end of it weren't fun, you know, and no one 12-stepped me, you know, I was running around the streets, do you know what I mean? And no one come up to me and said, right, we've got a solution. You know, we've got a solution to what you're suffering with. Not once. I went to professionals, you know, I got court orders, DRRs, you know, drug rehabilitation requirements, where I'd go and sit for an hour with this drugs worker and mean, with every fibre in my body, mean... When I said, look, man, I'm not going to use. Next week, I'm going to give you a clean test. You know, and we'd be talking about what's going on in my life. And then as soon as I walked out of the door, lack of power, I just went and used. You know, and that was it. Lonely in a room. You know, the only time I wanted people around me is when I never had something and I wanted something. All my family lived around me, very close. My friends, you know, and I saw them when I had to. You know, not because I thought they might want to see me and not because they love me and I love them. You know, not because of that, because when I, you know, when you got no cigarettes, so I'd park up round my mum's ass, chain smoking her fags on a Sunday because I ain't eaten for 4 or 5 days, thinking about how I'm going to get a tenner out of her once my stepdad ain't in the room. You know, like, degrading, you know, and I went through some times in my life where I had a bit of money and I had a job and responsibilities, I had relationships. God, I didn't start me own thing, so you have to tell me when I'm near 15 minutes. you know, I did have bits and pieces throughout, but all of that went, and at the end it was like, you know, my I was walking down James Street, bottom of Walthamstow Market, and I caught a glimpse of myself in the mirror. It was like a long mirror in a shop, and I double looked and thought, bloody hell, who's that? You know, and I went home that day, and I had the drugs, and I was using, and I looked in the mirror, and all of the job went, the partners went, you know, I tried my best to be a dad to a child that weren't mine and be loving in a relationship, but I couldn't put anything before my using, and I lost anything. So I remember looking in the mirror thinking, oh man, you know, something else was going, I didn't know what it was. You know, I didn't know what it was, and then I got another DRR and another DRR, you know, and it ended up last time I got sent to Portsmouth to a treatment centre. You know, I believe my higher power looked out for me, you know, because it weren't by none of my doing that I'm sitting here clean today. You know, I put the work in, of course, man. You know, none of us are, you know, it's an action programme, so we are doers. But, you know, I didn't have none of these ideas, you know, and when I come out of that place, I was nice and secure and safe. H and I come into that establishment twice a week, and the first time I heard some guy share, he shared about his childhood, and it was similar to mine. He shared about his drug using, it was similar to mine, and then he shared about his life in recovery, and I thought, wow, that sounds bloody attractive. You know, this guy had language for the feelings that I didn't know I had. And I'm thinking, why does this make so much sense? You know, this guy just touched me. And that was it, sitting up front, doing the readings. You know, I'm on this. Yeah, when I get out of here, I'm going to do 90 meetings in 90 days. And, you know, if there's anybody that's new and there's other new people around, stick together. Stick together. Because you know what? When I first come out of there and come into meetings, I couldn't share in meetings, man. I was full of fear, you know, full of, like, worried that everyone's judging me, you know. Didn't have to, you know what I mean? Just kind of come in and... But I'd leave the meeting and there'd be a few of us, and we'd be like, weren't that show good? Yeah, I really identified when that, you know, and like, we kind of supported each other. And, you know, how I got involved for me is service, you know, in the fellowship. And if you're new and you don't know what it is, it's like this stuff doesn't run itself. You know, people come and set it up and get meetings and, you know, carry message to like addicts that are sitting in treatment centres, not got a clue that we're living happy, joyous and free out here. Yeah, people don't know that. Yeah, so I was like, that's what I want to do. You know, and I the whole God thing, you know what I mean? I'm not like, I didn't, you know, that didn't concern me one bit by the time I've got to where I was at. You know what I mean? I was like, God, yeah, sweet, whatever. And I was talking with my friend Jamie just before we come in, just before I went into that treatment centre. I knew it was a 12-step one, and, you know, I said to somebody who is probably 55, been using all his life, and I said to him, I'm going to this 12-step place. And he went, ah, that's a load of old rubbish, that don't work. It's all about God, and you've got to go and apologise to everybody. And I'm thinking, well, it's got to be better than a year in whatever prison they send me to. And I got hope, and I come alive, you know, and I got connected and got a sponsor and started working a programme, which is the most important part. You know, service is important because what it done, it got me here, it got me involved, it got me hugging people at doors, making people tea, chairing meetings, finding out who people are, you know, and feeling part of and loved in this fellowship. And that's great, you know, that's that part of it, fellowship, us together, you know, not alone. The sponsorship and the programme is that other bit for me, you know, which is like the intimate kind of going through me, my life, you know, learning how to stay clean, not just physically, you know, spiritually and emotionally, you know, trying to do the right things for the right reasons, not be so self-centred. So I started working with a sponsor, and this guy, I chose him because he, actually, I went to the We Do Recover men's meeting at Portsmouth, 11 o'clock Sunday morning, and made it my home group. It was a suggestion, do that when you get out of here. And I'd done that, and I made it my home group. And this guy come up to me, and he goes, yeah, mate, and give me a basic text. I went, oh, so I've already got it. He come up to me 15 minutes later with a Just For Today, you know, and I thought, wow, you know, like, not only did he want to give me a book for free, you know, he went out of his way to get me something else that I didn't have, you know, and I just thought, you know, that's really nice, you know, the drug places where I was taking drugs, none of that stuff really happened. Do you know what I mean? Do you want a bit of this? No, no, I'm all right. Well, how about a bit of this one? didn't happen, did it? And he'd shared about his life, and he'd started a business from scratch. You know, he was with a partner, and he was kind of just, he was doing his thing, you know, and he was all about the steps. And he told me to get a It Works How and Why book and start reading about step one, and we met and we started going through it, and slowly I started to feel comfortable with him and open up, because it took a long time, you know, like, because we hit, yeah, I don't know, I heard a lot of stuff about, you know, sponsor and step work and, oh, you got to like bare your soul, and it weren't like that, you know, it was just, we went through it at a nice pace, I got to know him, and we started doing the work, and you know, steps one to three was like my foundation, you know, building up some faith, understanding powerlessness, unmanageability, what surrender means, yeah, and just believing in the people in NA. You know, when I finished, I was put in a supported housing after I was clean, and the person opposite was selling drugs. The couple two doors away was beating each other up and drinking special brew in the corridor, and I didn't use. Do you know what I mean? I kept coming to meetings every day. And then the steps 4 to 9 is like kind of the internal work. And, you know, I got to see me. I got to see the little boy that went through a lot of stuff, you know, that I ain't got time to share about. But, you know, I look back and it was really sad. I got to see that, you know, I was a really scared, vulnerable young child that went out and seeks love in all the wrong places. I wanted to be protected and cared for. You know, Jamie was one of the older people that I used to look up to, and, you know, couldn't believe to see, turn around in the convention in Portsmouth and he's there clean. You know, it was like, wow, you know. So I never knew none of that stuff about me, and I got to know it. And, you know, I just remember one thing, my sponsor stopping me and turning around and saying, do you know what, that sounds really sad, right? And for that was the first time anybody had, like, give me any sort of acknowledgement about, like, what had happened. And I thought, fucking hell, doesn't it sound sad? You know, and I got to see how I behaved because I felt sad and didn't know how to, you know, communicate. Communication's the biggest problem for me, and, you know, I've found for a lot of addicts, isn't it? You know, like, actually just being honest and, you know, talking. And so I just behaved in a lot of ways that got me in trouble, caused lots of harm to everybody, most importantly myself, disconnected from everybody, myself and God. You know, and through the steps I've been able to get back to me, I've been able to make some amends, which I'd love to tell you all about, that touched me and blew me away. My planned amends didn't go nothing how I expected them to, you know what I mean, but wow, you know. So maybe one day we'll get a chance to hear about some of those, but there's a couple of minutes left, so, you know, and I'm just going to kind of end off where I'm at now, you know, like, I'm 6.5 years clean. Thanks. Thank you. 6.5 years clean. I've got a baby on the way, 4 months. I've been in a full-time job for... I know it's not about where, but I work for the government. You know what I mean? I was like a rebel to everything, and I've been working for 5 years. You know, and it's like... I've learned through service in NA, service ain't about just servicing in NA. You know, what's my purpose as a human being? I want to touch lives. What I see happening here, I want to do that everywhere. I don't just want to do it in the meeting. I don't just want to do it when I'm here. You know, I want to do it everywhere. I want to, you know, hug everybody and tell you that, you know, I love you. You know, even if I don't know you, and I might even hate you, but I still love you. You know, NA's taught me to see through egos, through defects, through stories, through character, you know, like, because I've seen through all mine. So if you're new, you know, just keep coming back, yeah? Somebody said to me, Raya, when I got to the home group, they said, Raya, do this for a year. If your life don't improve, go and use. And, you know, my experience is owing that to use. That's a bit harsh sometimes, isn't it? But you know what? That's what I got told. And but when they said, stay here and do this, they said, get a sponsor, work the steps, practice the principles, not just in meetings, get involved in service, try and give as much as you can, and you'll receive more than you ever give. And that's been my experience. So yeah, just give it a go. My 15 minutes is up, so I feel so much better. It's all finished now. I can just relax and give Beth a big hug before she does her 40-minute share. Thanks for listening.